USA Radio News with Wendy King.
4 people, including a shooter, are dead, and 8 others were injured in an attack at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. Authorities say it was carried out by a Saudi national who was training at the base. At the White House, President Trump was asked about the shooter's background.
Well, that's all being studied now. We'll have a full report on it very shortly.
Could this be considered a terrorism act?
We're not going to report on that yet, but we'll be talking about it very soon. We have a lot of great people looking at it and interviewing people in depth.
The president said Saudi King Salman called to express his condolences and also expressed anger of the Saudi people that a citizen of their country carried out the attack. On Wall Street, stocks were up. The Dow was up 337 points, the S&P up 28, and the NASDAQ up 86. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
President Trump has answered the House Judiciary Committee's invitation to participate with the impeachment inquiry. He said no. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The president's going to say that this is going to look like an unfair proceeding because it's so one-sided. Of course, it's so one-sided because the president chose not to participate. So indeed, at this point, it's just going to be a matter of drafting those articles of impeachment, voting on them, and as he hopes, getting it to the Senate quickly.
The next hearing is Monday. An Alabama police officer was killed during a drug-related shooting, making him the 6th officer to be killed in the line of duty this year. Huntsville Chief Deputy Stacy Bates.
We had information of a large amount of drugs that would be dropped off at a location. Unfortunately, when the suspect showed up, he arrived armed, and the first person he saw when he got to the residence, he drew a gun and immediately fired on the officer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The economy is buzzing, along with the Labor Department's glowing report on the unemployment rate. John Clemens has more.
Analysts were looking at gains of about 180,000, but according to Lanny Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there were 266,000 jobs added in November.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 266,000 in November, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and in professional and technical services. Employment rose in manufacturing, reflecting the return of workers from a strike.
That strike involved tens of thousands of workers at General Motors. I'm John Clemens.
Just days after admitting to misusing campaign funds, California Congressman Duncan Hunter announced he plans to resign shortly after the holidays. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more on the story.
Hunter pled guilty in federal court Tuesday to one count of conspiracy to misuse campaign funds after prosecutors said he and his wife Margaret converted and stole more than $250,000 in funds. The announcement came one day after the House Ethics Committee warned him that he should, quote, refrain from voting, end of quote, on the House floor following his plea. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.